Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
I think if you go to a trial, that'll be more familiar, and we're very ready for that. Our White House counsel and others were up on Capitol Hill yesterday, our legislative director. We've had senators here. I've been part of some of those meetings. We're ready for that.
Everybody wants to think about an impeachment trial on December 6th, right? Happy Friday. Still impeaching the president. Democrats still want to impeach him. Trump still thinks he's going to win in the Senate and seen. All right, let's go home, guys.
And we're done.
Good show.
Yeah, thanks. Covered it all. Got everything done. Actually, unfortunately, today we had another sad event here in Pensacola, Florida.
So we have two officers at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office in the initial response that negated the threat that are now in a local hospital. We expect them to fully recover. It was a member of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office that did negate the threat. I will share that with you. It was one of our officers that did that. As the captain said, we have as of right now, we do have four deceased and approximately eight total. That includes the ones that have deceased, by the way, that are injured.
So there was an active shooter situation at a naval air station, and Michael Bloomberg coming out yesterday with his gun control plan. I wonder if you would pass everything that Bloomberg suggested yesterday, I wonder if that shooter would have change his mind. I doubt it.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Or would it have stopped any of the things he was able to acquire, things like that? Doubt it would have changed his motive.
I don't know what laws would make a criminal stop committing crimes.
Right. It's all about the motive.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
So another sad day, another shooting, and we will have to soldier on and figure out what we do next. But in Washington, D.C., certainly where all the problems get solved. Isn't that what they're there for? Solve all the problems.
Don't you wish you lived closer to Washington, D.C.? Because there's so many problems out here, but there are none there because
right.
They solve all the problems. It's like the further you get from Washington, D.C. in the middle of this country, the more problems there are because we don't have politicians here.
You got 99 problems.
Yeah. I was looking and the tree lighting ceremony took place. It's really funny to see the news go from Nancy Pelosi yesterday with the plague that she had, which I think I have the same cold she has, and talking about how sadly they're going to, you know, remorsefully have to move forward with forming articles of impeachment. That happens. Then you see Trump sitting in the White House reacting and saying everything's a hoax. And then they're like, oh, let's light a tree.
And at Christmas, we remember this eternal truth. Every person is a beloved child of God. As one grateful nation, we praise the joy of family, the blessings of freedom, and the miracle of Christmas. On behalf of Melania and our entire family, Merry Christmas, and God bless you all. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you.
Let's just have more speeches like that. It's a unifying speech, I guess, except for the fact that he said Christmas and not everybody celebrates Christmas.
No, the problem is he didn't say anything that was weird, so it'll never get played, except for right there.
It's his cadence when he's making these speeches, so very different.
Yeah.
I want him to do a Christmas tree lighting ceremony like he does a rally.
Yeah, do rally Trump at the Christmas tree ceremony. He'd probably get some more attention. Well, you can tell when he's reading from a teleprompter.
That's how excited I am for tree lighting. Why? He could be that excited for it. Can you just imagine him calling people out in the crowd and like having these personal connections about Christmas trees and holiday spirit? You know, you got some holiday spirit here in Washington, D.C. on my lawn.
Referring to some guy you've never heard. Yeah. John over here. John, you know, John. John loves Christmas. I tell you what. I was over there talking to John a minute ago. He said Christmas 15 times in one sentence.
He really does. He loves Christmas, John. John. Christmas is just really, it's just amazing. He says, he repeats, he has a point, and he repeats it a half a dozen times.
Uh-huh.
He rearranges the words in the sentence every, it's like a game. Isn't it Boggle, where you, or is that, that's something different?
Boggle is a game that involves words.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's assume you're right.
Let's not. I want to see rally mode. I want to see rally mode at these very common things where he talks like this and then he goes down like this and then he says it's going to be a great Christmas with the holiday spirit and we love all of you and most of you hate me. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. God bless.
You know, he does. You can tell when he goes off script at those events. Because, A, usually that's what gets the attention, because you can tell he's saying something that he wasn't supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But his cadence completely changes, you're right.
Mm-hmm. And he also will say, he'll be reading a speech.
I know where you're going with this.
And he'll be like, that's true.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
so true.
What? Haven't seen that before.
So when you don't highlight the truths here, then what do we think of that? That's true. That really is.
True.
That's
good
something.
Point.
Speaking of, something he can do about the jobs report came out today. It doesn't suck.
Nope.
Merry Christmas, Trump and America.
Back to new lows for unemployment. We've been hovering right around like historic lows, but they're back to historic lows.
Mm-hmm.
So U.S. hiring surged in November again. The economy added 266,000 more jobs.
Wow.
The unemployment rate returned to a half-century low, which is all pretty amazing because you're seeing some slowing in things like manufacturing. Not that it's decreasing, but it's not growing as fast. And so they're saying, oh, maybe we've kind of peaked this thing out. But apparently consumer growth is so ridiculously high and confident that it is just powering through. The sentence I'm looking at here in this article says the U.S. is powering through a global slowdown.
Wow.
Because everything's so good here, we forget that the rest of the world is actually going through some pretty rough economic times.
And let's talk about why that is. And look at the way the president has been involved on a global scale with trade and economic policies. He has engaged in defense policy by economic policy.
Yes. Yeah. Instead of going to war, he is going to war through economics. How amazing is that? That's exactly what we all would have said we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But then he does it and we go, I don't like it.
CNN says Giuliani continues bid to dig dirt on Trump rivals in Ukraine. Sounds like news.
Rudy, Rudy.
Did you watch the Nancy Pelosi town hall last night?
No, did you?
I had a Tupperware party. That's a true story.
And how did the
Tupperware party
go?
Instead.
It did really well. It's not closed yet, if you could still get your order in.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because people think of Tupperware parties as something straight out of 1978.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand why you would think that, but my friend sells Tupperware, and it's amazing stuff, and it's very modern and up to date.
I'm sorry. I have to ask the question. What is different about going to your party than just going to Walmart?
The experience.
It's my party.
Okay.
Experience.
Fine. But what's the difference in the products? Because I'm sure there are some.
Sure. Like the lifetime guarantees where if your lid breaks, you can bring it back to your consultant and get it replaced for free.
And some of them are really cute too. Like there's cute decorations and stuff.
Great.
You're a man, so you don't know anything.
Look, I don't want to.
We're not talking about men. We're just talking about Ryan.
I don't want to drive down this road.
Katie just caught herself. She's like, there are a lot of men listening right now.
Sorry, men. Whoops. You probably know a lot about Tupperware.
I think every man listening probably went, yeah, I don't care about Tupperware. So I don't think you'd said anything offensive.
That's why I didn't invite men to my party.
You invited me.
Well, I invited you to come and be a celebrity guest.
Yeah, and I didn't.
You turned me down.
Yeah, we had stuff going on.
Even offered you a
laundry
talent fee and everything. Didn't show up.
Again, I don't want to be negative about this.
I have real questions. Yeah.
If your lid breaks on your Tupperware container 3 years from now, mm-hmm. are you going to remember that? Oh man, good thing I can turn this in.
Oh, yeah.
For a replacement.
Yeah. It's better stuff. It's a better quality product.
That's what I was asking.
That's not to suggest that if you were going to go buy a bunch of Rubbermaid stuff at Walmart that you would be
disappointed in it. Yeah.
But they, you know, like anything, when you've got a brand and a line, it fits well together. So you can, I've got my entire pantry organized with different types of Tupperware thing. It makes it easy to go in and out, and I like it.
Every time I open my cabinet and I see my Tupperware, I do feel disheartened.
Is it Tupperware or is it containers?
It's containers.
It's not Tupperware.
It's just containers.
And
I look at it and I just go, oh gosh. And I just think about my life. I do think after talking to you today that mm-hmm. I should have come last night because that would have changed.
Party's still open.
I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah.
23-year-old Katie didn't care about Tupperware, but once I got married and I had Tupperware as a gift, boy, oh boy, was I pumped.
That's just a good point.
Yeah, I married into Tupperware also.
Yeah. Hey, you're doing it right then.
Yeah.
You're doing it right.
Was it in the prenup?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a big, long prenup.
Frank, do you have Tupperware?
I don't know what we have.
I think you... Have you ever ordered Tupperware? Because I've had parties before.
No, I personally have not. I don't know what we have at our house. There's some nice plastic containers.
Yeah.
They're nice. My
good friend Joe, who I used to work with back before we came to this building, he likes to bake, and he would buy Tupperware stuff. I use it to bake. I use it to cook. I use it to store things. It's like the way I've weeded out all the leftover, you know, lunch meat containers that you get. And then they kind of break down. They don't
recycle those. Yeah, yeah. I know we have some plastic stuff, and then we also have quite a few glass containers.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. You could use it for that stuff, but could I put my lunch in it?
Put whatever you want in it.
You can't put your lunch in my Tupperware unless you're going to let me eat it, and I'm not eating the food you eat.
I'm throwing softballs for you to tell me how great it is.
Let me preface that statement with the fact that you started the conversation with, I don't want to be negative, but I don't know why you wouldn't just go to Walmart.
I don't know anything about Tupperware.
I'm throwing up a softball. All you had to do was say
Tupperware at Walmart.
See? That's all you had to do.
Yeah, I know. Ryan's just trying to derail everything. It's really early on Friday.
It's a nice elite product.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's been around forever.
Thanks, Frank. Why didn't I invite you to come last night and be my celebrity guest?
Why didn't I ask Frank those questions, apparently?
I don't know. Frank, you're my first invite for my next celebrity guest. Ryan can drive you.
Are you excited?
Ryan can Uber you to
I'll just,
party.
No, I don't Uber gonna, anymore. I'm just going to drop Frank
gonna
off.
He's going to drive me across a river. For
I come pick him up.
Come pick me
over
up.
Here in Missouri. Drive back to Illinois.
Leave me there for dead over in Illinois.
And you're going to pay for his Uber drive that's in your car. That's what's going to happen.
With your bad attitude towards Tupperware, I don't think he has an Uber car anymore.
No, he doesn't. He wrecked it.
I will drive you in that car. It does still drive. It just doesn't have windows.
Sounds like a very
comfortable
experience.
It's ideal for this weather.
It's good, though. You get a discount.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, let's do highlights.
Now, let's get to the highlights.
The knives are out for South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, whose sudden rise ahead of the Iowa caucuses has provoked progressive anger and fresh attacks from Democratic rivals, questioning whether the 37-year-old is the right candidate to take on President Trump. Liberals are tearing at Buttigieg, according to The Hill, viewing him as a threat to the left's most ambitious policy goals, such as Medicare for All and free college tuition. Buttigieg also has the full attention of former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign as the two battle for support from centrists.
A closing date has been established for the much-maligned Loop Trolley. The company that runs the attraction will end operations on December 29th of this year. Work is going on behind the scenes, though, of course, with a possible partner that may be able to run the trolley after the first of the year, but no decision or announcement has been made. Ridership dropped to near just 1,000 people for November after averaging in the 1,400s for the months of September and October. A $90,000 loan was granted to the Loop Trolley to keep it operating through December, but apparently that money is up. December 29th will be the last day you're able to ride the Loop Trolley.
Is it dead for good, you think? I mean, I know they're trying to revive it.
Is anything
Let it be dead for good.
I think that one should be.
Every plan it's popping up. Nothing's ever
done. Michael Clark Jr. from East Grand Rapids, Michigan, was excited about his adoption day that he invited his entire kindergarten class to his adoption hearing. In a packed courtroom on Thursday, Michael's classmates filled up the first row of seats in the Kent County courtroom and even gave sweet testimonies about how much they love their fellow friend.
Awesome.
This is really cute because the kindergartner's adoption hearing was held on a special day for the courthouse, which marked its 23rd annual adoption day in Kent County. Michael was one of 36 kids adopted that day. Such a cute video. I'll post it on the blog.
Perfect.
The Blues are back at home on Saturday night at the Enterprise Center hosting the Toronto Maple Leafs. An early face-off, 6 p.m. Now be sure to look up as you enter on the Clark Street side of the building for new signage advertising the NHL All-Star Game in January. That artwork was added late this week. It's really big. Covers up a lot of the windows on the side of the building. It's pretty cool. On the college hardwood this weekend, Saturday, the Illini head to number 3 Maryland. The Tigers head out on the road to face Temple. Sunday, the Billikens play Tulane in Phoenix.
Awesome. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we can get some phone calls in here. 314-241-9797 if you want to join us. We've got a fun show planned for you today. Gabe Pfeiffer joins us in studio at 1 o'clock. He's on YouTube as St. John the Philosopher, and always interesting conversation with Gabe when he comes in. He'll be in at 1 through the rest of the show, and our very favorite Friday hit with Rob Kramer at 2. It always gets fun and crazy, so stick around. And Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow if you want to watch the show live. We're rolling right there, and you could see the creepiest shot of Ryan Wiggins that we've had so far. It's very disconcerting.
I've been trying to change it.
Don't change it yet.
I haven't even seen it. I'm just looking at the camera, assuming that everything's fine. Apparently, it's not.
You look like you're on your way to prison. So leave it there, and people need to go see it. Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow right now, and creep yourself out by looking at Ryan. Yeah, it's crazy. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Annie Fry Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you like that?
That's
me.
That was you.
Yeah.
Cry. It's so cute.
Oh. And this is Katie.
Yeah.
This sounds to me so much like Steven Tyler.
Totally.
Walk the Moon?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it?
Who is it?
Walk the Moon.
Oh, that's a band? Okay.
Are they that cool or are you that uncool?
They're that uncool.
Here, sing this part.
I can't. I sing like a little child. That first part was me, not when I was young.
That's one of my favorite Christmas songs. That version of that. Well, let's talk about that for a second. Well, first, nah. Huh?
No, go ahead. Do whatever you want. It's your show. I don't know why I just said no.
Ryan is ready to go. Hey, let's do this. No, it's a terrible idea.
You know what? Let's just not talk
about it.
What
would you rather talk about? Let's talk more about the jobs report. That's what the people want to hear about. Do we have a trash can over there?
Hey, it's good news.
I got a trash can.
I have a whole bunch of papers here that I can make.
So yes. No.
No, yes. No. Ryan.
Let's not talk. Let's not do a show.
I want to talk about Christmas in just a second. But first, in our last segment, if you're just joining us now, we were talking about Nancy Pelosi's town hall on CNN last night that I assume happened. And I don't know if it happened because I had a Tupperware party at my house, a real live. My best friend is a Tupperware consultant, stay-at-home mom. And I had potentially maybe 30 people come in and out over the course of 3 or 4 hours to come to my house. We had Tupperware out on the tables, the counters. I mean, this is something that's been going on for decades. And I own a lot of Tupperware because this is maybe my third or fourth party that I've had over the span of about 10 years with her, and it was super fun.
Sounds like it. People walking in from the streets, warming their hands by a barrel fire.
We had no fires. I was actually not allowed to turn the fire on because my husband was like, there's going to be a lot of people in here.
Oh, fancy. Turn the fire on.
I hate you.
We take a book of matches that we get for free from a restaurant. We just walk into a lobby and we beg them for a book of matches. We light one, we light the whole box, and we throw it on a log.
Hey, Tom, outside. Thanks for calling the show. How are you?
Good. I really don't want to be on the air, but I just wanted to get some contact information for your Tupperware.
Oh, okay. Well, let me put you on hold, and we'll have Frank talk to you about that. Thank you for calling. I do appreciate it.
I could just give him your address and phone number if that's okay on the air.
Yeah, where was it in Collinsville?
At your house?
Nope.
I mean in your backyard.
No. Ryan standing in the backyard of my house holding matches.
Can I come in?
Let's talk about Christmas. That song is one that we'll be playing on our Christmas special, which will be airing starting at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it will go through 6 p.m. on Christmas Day. No.
Well,
no.
Yes. Yes, but no. It starts at 6 p.m., goes through midnight on Christmas Eve. So you can listen to nothing but fun Annie Fry show stuff all Christmas Eve evening.
It's important to understand that we put this together specifically so that your Christmas, you can come along with us on Christmas.
Yes.
But it is made for anybody to be in your house at any time.
It's all safe. It's all fun. It's all, some of it's really kind of sentimental because you have your kids and stuff and there's some good stuff, but we go back and forth between kind of reflective things and funny things, and there's music,
so it's movie, not just, clips.
Yeah, there's a lot going on and it's a lot of fun.
What do you think about playing the new Ryan piece now?
In this show?
Now?
I'm fine with that.
I think it's far enough ahead of time that people would want to tune back in just to give people a taste
of what it's going to be like.
Of the sentimental stuff.
The truly sentimental things.
I can play for
you. The true meaning of Christmas.
I mean,
right. Yeah, my piece is about as far from what you'd think of the true meaning of Christmas as you can get.
I don't know that it would be bad for us if we wanted to play some things early.
Okay.
Just to give people an opportunity to say, you know, this is the type of stuff we'll have along. It's also kind of a family affair. Can you kind of tell me some of the things that we're going to play that are...
Sure. We have an incredible setup. So Annie and I have been collecting music throughout the year that we'd really love and that we love playing around Christmas time. And we're going to have all of that wonderful music. A lot of it is Christ-based because, as you all know, Jesus' birthday is the most important thing about Christmas.
What is it that they say? Jesus is the reason for
the
holiday?
Oh, the season. And so we'll have a plethora of music. We also have different movie clips from our favorite Christmas movies. Mine is The Grinch, so that'll be featured. Frank has some things that he put together. Tony's a part of it. And of course, our newest addition, Ryan Wiggins, has something hilarious up his sleeve that he put together.
If you want to look up right now, you can. It's up. I don't know if you want to
I'm going to play that. Let me play the most sentimental thing that I have. Well, you can look into that. But just to give you a little bit of a taste, I won't play the whole thing, but this will give you an idea of what you'll be able to hear on Christmas.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to a firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for him in the inn.
So
that was my piece.
That was also again me. From that's my. I think she was three. I think that was my daughter when she was either three or four, maybe three and a half, and I sat her down. And this was when I was doing Saturday shows. I sat her down in the studio. And we went through the whole reading of Luke 2, and I would say, in those days, and then she'd just say back in the microphone, in those days, just like You well, tell us what it would sound like.
In those days.
You sound like Adam Sandler. Like Little Nicky. I don't know if I made it through that whole movie. But we went through the whole thing. And I'm just so, I'm so happy, just for me personally, that I had the opportunity to do that with her, because that is going to be in my heart for the rest of my life. So we'll have stuff like that. It's music. There's music. There are sound effects that go with some stories. My mm-hmm. my dad reads the Polar mm-hmm. Express. We have to. Who's doing the Grinch? Are we changing it?
Nope. That's just a movie clip. But Tim Jones is going to be reading a story as well.
Well, we have the Grinch read by Mark Close.
Yes, correct.
I don't know if we have to go through his like agency in order to see if we could still air that.
No, we still own it.
We'll keep that.
But we'll yeah. So we and other people who you know from around the station, maybe some people who you don't know but are very very important in intricate help as far as the programming and the efforts that we do every day here behind the scenes on 97.1 to make it so we can do what we do. So
I'm excited about it. It's really a perfect thing to just kind of have on as mm-hmm. you do your stuff, your Christmas Eve stuff, your Christmas Day stuff, opening presents.
Minimal, if any, commercials.
Yeah.
Thomas Helby
exactly.
The Retirement Advisory Group has come on to sponsor it, and his website's retirementkey.com. So when somebody sponsors something like that, we will be able to, you know, tell you throughout the thing that he's making it possible, and that allows us to pull a lot of this. So it's not going to be like Christmas, and then a whole bunch of commercials. And it's going to be very content heavy.
And it'll be 6 a.m. till about 3 p.m. in the afternoon, Christmas Day. So don't, and then we'll also be airing it Christmas Eve. So it's going to be a really big, fun party. We've all got a part to play in it.
And Ryan's latest contribution was a Christmas retrospective on Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Do you have it?
I have it. Do we want to play it now?
No.
Okay.
I want to play it when we come back.
Perfect.
I have to tell you, I'm going to be honest, Ryan, I don't think I've told you this face to face. When you said you were going to do this, I was like, oh God.
Oh, I could tell on you. No, I could tell.
I was not excited about it, but I thought, let him do, can you let me finish, Ryan, before you start singing again?
No.
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 No, as I'm singing underneath
you. So talented. I was like, you know what, let it go and see what he does. And when I listened to it the first time, it was like laying on my desk laughing so hard. It was so funny.
Good.
It's so funny. So stick around. We'll have that for you in just a minute.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show for the live we have right now. This just happened as a holiday party foul. We had some of the most delicious eggnog that I've ever tasted, ever. Was it for Thanksgiving? Was
yep.
that before Thanksgiving that we had that stuff?
Yeah.
A potluck.
And it was amazing eggnog. And Ryan, due to Slim 180, I have to make good choices, but I do allow myself a taste of this here and a taste of this there. And so I had just tasted this eggnog, and then I gave the rest of the bottle to Ryan and let him finish it because it's pretty heavy, but that's because it's really delicious.
It's
amazing.
It's legit. It's real eggnog. It's not holiday nog.
And it's local from Greenville. And we, on the way, right before we came to the studio, Ryan opened the fridge. I'm like, hey, you still got eggnog in there.
Yeah, and because the way the door opens, I couldn't see it, and I'd forgotten about it.
And so he was like, oh, yeah. So we took it in the studio here.
And it says best by today. So I was like, I got to drink it then. And it is not. It's one of those that's so fresh. They probably have like zero preservatives in it.
Yeah.
Which you never see.
It is so good. And where is it from?
I think it's gone bad.
Let's talk about it.
Rolling Lawns Farm
in Greenville. And we were talking to our friend here who is close to the people who make the Rolling Farms eggnog, and she was talking about how amazingly fresh this stuff mm-hmm. is.
And it's got to be because, I mean, we're talking about the Best Buy date is today.
Gosh, yeah. It looks thick.
And it's already, I think it's already
good. So,
gone,
Ryan, good thing you didn't drink it straight out of the bottle first.
I almost did.
I know.
I almost still drank it even though you told me not to.
And you probably only didn't because I was watching and judging you.
Yes.
Yeah. And so were the people on the live webcam.
Apparently.
Eric says, and we didn't talk about this, but he pours it into the cup, and I'm watching it, and it plopped into the cup.
Kind of.
Yeah. And then, kinda. Yeah, enough. Wow. And Ryan, like, I'm watching him. He doesn't know I'm watching him. He takes the bottle, because it's like it's supposed to be a single serving. It's like a milk mm-hmm. thing you get out of the gas station. He takes it and kind of lifts it up to his nose just a little bit. And then he went to pour it a little bit more. I'm like, that doesn't look good. Eric says on Facebook, drink it. Doesn't matter how it smells. Just drink it.
Well, I've never had, smelled sour milk.
Oh,
I've never smelled it.
You know it. I've drank it before and not known it.
Oh, really?
And it wasn't like, I drank a swig and then all of a sudden it's in your mouth and you go, uh-oh. It was like just on the border. So I kept drinking it and thinking, am I getting a cold or something? And it was all bad. I realized it was the milk. So I was happy that I wasn't getting a cold. Sad that I was drinking expired milk for like 2 hours.
They really want you to taste it.
No.
I wouldn't.
Well, here's the problem.
If I were listening to the Glover show and somebody was like, I'll give you $100 to drink all that, I would be thinking in the car, don't do it. It's not worth $100.
I'd probably do it for $100.
Go see if Dave will pay you. I'm not paying you.
Okay. That was my next question. So.
No. I'm not paying you to do stupid things. I'd encourage you to make smart decisions.
However, let's bring in Dave Glover because he might have weird cheese on it too. So that makes it. I know it's not in the bottle.
I'm getting sick.
But it makes it less appetizing.
So we really blew it because this is legit the best eggnog that I've ever had.
Yeah, we blew it.
One more time, share.
Rolling Lawns Farm, Greenville, Illinois.
Yeah. If you are looking
about as fresh as it gets.
If you're looking for that eggnog, or if you're looking for the best eggnog for a party, that's where it's at. You know, as far as news goes, I don't know that there's really any news happening today that's like big developments.
We could just replay yesterday all day.
And it would be basically the same and almost like that the day before. So we're going to keep watching the news. If something develops, we will have it for you. I could play for you clips from the Nancy Pelosi town hall last night, but I like to keep listeners, so I'm probably not going to do that to you.
It was so thrilling.
Did you watch it?
I just watched the clips. That's where I'm at in my life with politics. I'm watching the clips.
What's the bare minimum I can do and still retain my sanity?
Right.
So I just don't want to do it. Not today. Not on a Friday.
I feel like if we were to watch things in their entirety, we would end up like Tucker Carlson and just be losing our minds.
Tucker Carlson is living on the edge.
Yes, he
and
is.
And I like it. Again, I think what he's doing is great. So I'm not criticizing him, but I am observing, and I do tune in to see it because he's talking about things that other people aren't covering, and I appreciate it, and I don't feel like he's carrying the water for any particular party or person. I think he's unafraid to do what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked a little bit about this Christmas special, and also I will kind of tip you off here. The 12 days of Christmas giveaways, we're giving stuff away.
Yeah.
They gave us stuff to give to you. And it starts next Monday, and it's cool stuff.
It's good stuff.
Like, I want to know if I can win the stuff, and they won't let me.
Go?
So we'll talk a little bit more about what we're giving away. But in the spirit of Christmas and in the spirit of Friday, we want to let you sample something else that you'll be able to enjoy starting Christmas Eve evening and going through pretty much most of Christmas Day. This is something Ryan put together today. It's a retrospective of Mariah Carey. And when he told me this idea, I thought, I'll just be honest, I thought it sounded dumb and boring. But then he played it for me and I laughed so hard. So we'll just give you a sneak peek right here.
Well, you know the song.
Yeah. I don't want a lot for Christmas.
And you've probably heard the name Mariah Carey many times. But did you know that Mariah Carey was a real person? She was born in the New Country, one of the original colonies of New York. Conflicting records indicate her birth took place between 1969 and 1970, and her publicist states she could have been born as late as 1975. Mariah always had music in her bones and began writing her own songs in high school. Then, after some things happened, she was voted Best New Artist at the Grammys in 1991. In 1993, she married music executive Tommy Mottola. And then she released this song.
I don't want a lot
Then she released the song Fantasy, which goes like this. Sweet, sweet fantasy, baby. We didn't have the rights to that song. In 1998, her marriage to Tommy Mottola ended. Mariah did not know what to do. She began writing songs for movie soundtracks like Men in Black and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. She was destitute. She walked around the house saying,
"Why don't you just call me Pariah Carey instead? Because that's what I am, a Pariah Carey."
Her friend Justin said, "No, not Pariah Carey, Mariah Carey." But Mariah just kept on saying it.
Pariah Carey! Pariah Carey!
Justin left.
That's my favorite part.
That Christmas was tough for Mariah. Some say she turned to the bottle, but nobody knows what was in the bottle or what the bottle looked like. Some say she would take the bottle into bars, smash it, and hold it like a shiv.
Yikes!
And ask if anybody wanted to take this outside.
Is this fake news?
Nobody did. Throughout the holiday season, she'd often lay on the floor of her house singing. But real sad. Then, in 2008, Mariah went to the Bahamas, where she married Nick Cannon and played volleyball. Life was finally good again. Until... tragedy. Nick Cannon didn't know how to swim.
Ugh, the worst.
Yep. He almost never went in the water the whole time they were there.
Yep. Ruining
except
vacation.
When Mariah rented two rafts, he used them both. But then Mariah had a baby, and she named it Monroe, after Marilyn Monroe. Also, there was another baby, and she named that other one Moroccan, after a rug she liked. Today, things are just swell for Mariah. She loves spending time with her kids. She still loves that rug, and her career couldn't be doing better. Eh. But All I Want for Christmas makes Mariah over $15,000 every Christmas season on royalties alone. Way over $15,000, actually. It's close to $2 million every Christmas season, which is a lot more than $15,000. So presenting the figure as over $15,000 is a little misleading, but technically true, and that's what's important. And now, Miss Mariah Carey.
Ryan. Oh, and then you would have the pleasure of listening to that song, which I will say I am not a fan of that song, but I now laugh either. When I hear that song.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you. You've given me the gift of laughter because you can't escape that song during Christmas season. It just creeps in. Ugh, and it's very misleading because it starts out with those just little chimes or whatever it is. And then it just goes to the wall with, and I'm like, okay, here we go. It's like a rave.
Yeah, I'm pretty much about as done with that song as you could possibly be with a song. And that's where the whole idea came from, was how do I make a piece that just keeps playing that song over and over again?
And make it funny. I think it's great. So those are the types of features that we'll have. Brought to you by Thomas Elbig of the Retirement Advisor Group, a Christmas special starting Christmas Eve evening. So you can flip your radio on to 97.1. You'll be able to hear from us, but it'll be content that you enjoy, that you can share with your family. You don't have to be worried about, politics and stuff coming up, because this is way more important than family and spending time with those people who you love and celebrating Christmas it's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. I would consider this to be the radio version of turning on the fireplace.
Yes.
Which is really a terrific thing to do.
Yeah, we could turn the fireplace on and just, you know how like the TV stations do the fireplace?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could just play the fireplace.
Yeah.
Just crackling.
We should play a fireplace on our Facebook Live the entire time this is playing.
Oh, we could do it. I could put it on my fireplace.
Do it. Oh, your real fireplace?
Yeah.
But then you might walk in front of it at some point and people are like, oh man, I was trying to watch the fireplace.
And my house would end up being like 97 degrees. 97.1 degrees, maybe. Even.
Bravo.
Oh, man. Gabe Pfeiffer's joining us in studio here in just a minute. Stick around. Go check him out on YouTube, St. John the Philosopher. He has awesome content there. Go subscribe to his videos and share them with your friends. So he'll be in here, and we'll talk about some important stuff. We'll also have the fun continue, and Rob Kramer hits the show at 2 o'clock. Please come join us on the Facebook Live, facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. We will chat there on the break and be back with you in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.